It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
We are live. We're live? Yeah, we are. We're live. Welcome here to Dirty Mo Live. We've got a full house here today. Natalie Decker, JJ Yaley behind me, and I can't see him, so it's kind of terrifying. Travis Rockhold and Dalton Greco. You guys comfortable up there? I don't think you...
Yeah?
Couldn't be. You already crumpling my papers?
Yeah.
I worked so hard on those, sheets there. Oh, man. Well, anyways, welcome. Welcome to the studio, guys. We're very excited to have you here to talk some fan-controlled racing that's going on this weekend. JJ, you're the driver. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Get a hometown track for me. You know, not my first time racing with the guys at SS Greenlight, so that'll be fun. And, you know, I've had a lot of discussions with the guys at Fan Controlled. I've been on the Discord talking with, the fans. They're, obviously on the football side of things. Like, they're rock stars. They're so into everything that they do. So bringing the new aspect of the racing to them, I think they're really going to get into it.
Where in Arizona did you grow up?
I grew up on the edge of Phoenix in Glendale. So, I mean,
nice.
That's
super home. Hometown.
My parents still live there, yeah. So it's weird going home because, you know, I always stay with my parents. And if I didn't, I would get crucified. So I always eat a lot of Mexican food when I'm at home. And then, you're stuck at the family house just there watching – like racing, you're like, man, there's so many more things I should be doing right now, but
yeah.
I don't get to.
Are you gonna like have your mom like? Is there a meal that you're like, you have to make for me?
Oh, she's not gonna cook. Like, she's
no. If you're coming home, like that's part of the thing, isn't it?
You would totally think, but they never eat out. So when I come home, they're like, hey, let's go.
Special occasion.
Of course, yeah. Exactly.
And what's your favorite thing to order when you go home?
Everything here is quesadillas. They have cheese, like real cheese crisp there. So a real cheese crisp, then go to town on some Mexican food. So there's three or four good restaurants. The weather's always beautiful this time of year. So you just go sit on a patio, maybe have a margarita, chill.
Heck yeah.
Chilling.
That's right.
I can get behind that.
I went to school in Arizona, and I just graduated.
How'd that work out for you?
I miss it. Oh, it was
Which
awesome.
Part?
Phoenix. I went to Arizona State.
So yeah. You also were a party guy then?
No. That's
I mean, I had fun. Yeah.
I mean, it used to be the number one party school. I don't think they're probably even the top 10 anymore, but
whoa. Now you're insulting my school there, Jay.
Well, I know the difference.
You know?
So.
Oh man. Well, Natalie, you're going to be on the Fan Control broadcast this weekend. Obviously, it's a big race. It's Championship 4 race. We are going to be guiding the fans through all the picks they can make. Are you ready to jump on?
I'm ready. When they reached out, I was like, this is everything I've ever wanted to see come to the sport. So when they asked me to help stream it and broadcast it, I was so honored. I was like, yes, I'm in. Let's do it.
Well,
I was a little sad I wasn't part of the driver pick, though. I can't lie.
Oh, you wanted to put your name in the hat.
Yes, I did. But they already had their drivers picked. And then when I saw your name on the list, I was like, oh, I know JJ's winning this. Yeah. And then my mom knew, too. My mom's a big fan. She knew. She's like, I'm voting for JJ.
Do you think your mom would have voted for me over you?
Yes.
It really didn't matter that if you were on the list, you still lost.
That's funny.
What was your campaign like to Did you put a campaign together to
get the ride? Not like a solid one. I mean, I don't know how I can be so busy when I really don't have a lot to do. If that makes sense, you know, I mean, I go to the gym more. I'm like at the gym for 2 hours almost every day. You would think I would look better. I don't know if that comes from age, but you know, I went through, you know, I did some posts, you know, I mean, I did a fair amount, not a lot.
It's like running for class president, kind of that kind
of
work.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle, like, you know, I sent some stuff out and, you know, again, I went on the Discord just to kind of see what it was about. You know, and like I said, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. I was surprised that I beat Stefan by so much. I thought that would be really, really close, and I think it was further away than what it was. So maybe he didn't put up his best game. I don't know. But, you know, I think he's in a truck at Phoenix, so maybe he wasn't too worried about it. But like I said, be able to do double duty, get to go back to Phoenix, run Xfinity and Cup. You know, I mean, I'd like to go do a truck, too. I mean, I'm a race car driver. If I can drive something, put me in it.
What's that like racing back-to-back days?
Phoenix, I don't think it'll be too tough. You know, Martinsville was pretty brutal because it was so hot.
Yeah.
I got crashed around like lap 230, so I didn't make it to the last crash. I was in one of the middle crashes in the Xfinity race. But because I had to go to the infield care center, I was like, you know, while I'm here, why don't you give me an IV? Because I know tomorrow's going to be brutal bad. And it was. Like, it was, you know, I think that's the toughest part is just trying to get rehydrated between the two events.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously the cars, they don't drive anything like each other anymore, so you don't really learn a lot from running the Xfinity car versus the Cup car other than just making laps.
Track time. Yeah. So you got caught up in one of like the 80 cautions that we had on Saturday?
I restarted on the outside and I found an opening and got to the bottom. I said, man, this is great. And then they all checked up. No one behind me checked up. And then like I was the engine of the locomotive and we just like piled in and it took me out, took out my teammate. Right? It was like,
That's brutal.
I should have known better, but like I said, like there's never a hole in the bottom on a restart. And I passed like four cars. I'm like, perfect. This is awesome.
This is easy.
Yeah. So bam. No one else got the notice on that one. So
yeah, I felt like the end of that Xfinity race was like an interval workout, you know, start, then go. And it's like you get your heart rate up and you bring it right back down. Had to be good for training at least.
Maybe. No, I mean, I think it was definitely exciting for everybody. I mean, I was walking out of the racetrack as it was all crashing. You hear the crowd going nuts. And, you know, I mean, I'm surprised by the finish. I think I'm sure that a lot of people were. And then some of the things that ensued after the finish within internally with some of the
there
organizations was exciting. So,
well, let's get into that. And we talked about this in length on the Daily Junior Download, Door Bumper Clear, Actions Detrimental this week, and we're live on YouTube. We want the fans to chime in and tell us what you thought of the Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill situation. Where do you guys stand? Whose side are you on? I mean, is it short track racing? Is there something more to it? Like,
there's got to be something more.
Yeah.
There's got to be something more that we don't know.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm very for certain that Austin Hill set the precedent when he drove the two up the racetrack. Because at that point, it's like gloves are off.
Right.
Now, from an organizational standpoint, how they couldn't have had a meeting. Now, I know that our NASCAR rules were not allowed to change and do certain things. But you know the two has to win the race to make the chase. You know the 21, if he runs second, he's in. Like, that's common sense. Someone should have known that on a restart. You're like, you know what? I'm getting line. We are golden. We're sending two cars to the top four. Like, we're 50% chance we're going to win the championship. Like, this is so smart. This is going to be so easy. Instead, 21's like, F you, man. I'm running you up the racetrack. I'm going to win this race. Like, okay, no, I'm going to win this race. Next thing you know, neither one of them won the race, and neither one of them made the chase.
How much of what was said afterwards, because, I mean, both of you guys have been in a race car. You get out of a race car, say after a frustrating race, and your temper is probably a lot hotter than give it an hour, 2 hours, a day after you get out of the race car. Like, how long does it take for you guys to compose yourselves, calm down from like being angry in a race car?
Depends on how crazy it is.
Okay.
I mean, how about you? I mean, I'm mad about a few things that happened years ago. Still.
Oh, still? Okay, so maybe there is no time limit on any of it. Then.
You're like an elephant. Like, you don't forget. You can always remember what's going to happen. I mean, I made it part of for the fan control. I mean, I know the 26 kind of wore me out at Texas. That was something I offered up in the fan control. Like, hey, you know, if the opportunity arises, and the 26 kind of right there, should I stick him in the fence? You know,
man.
Just leave that up to the fans to make the decision.
Drama.
At that point, it's not on me.
Yeah.
You know, so. No,
hey,
never
sorry, the fans voted. I had to do it. I had to do it.
That's exactly
I had to do it.
They're the sponsor. They're paying the bills.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to get to Phoenix, and we're going to talk more fan control in a little bit, but it was just Halloween, right? Yesterday,
yeah.
Trick or treaters. How many trick or treaters?
Do you not remember
you
that it was
get?
Just Halloween yesterday? You're like asking a question like it was yesterday.
It was right? Yesterday, right?
I just
anybody?
Wanted to make. I just turned around. I just want to make sure these guys were still paying attention.
We are. I can't really. Don't worry about it.
I Travis don't. Has his beer. I don't trust you behind
beer,
me, Dalton.
I got beer and snacks. I'm good.
Yeah,
man.
Damn.
I think you should be happier that I'm behind you instead of Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hurt my neck. yes, it was yesterday. How many trick-or-treaters did you guys get? I was a little disappointed. I bought a lot of candy, and I was like, we're going to get.
What candy did you buy?
We're going to get. We got, like, the variety pack.
Of?
Of, man, it was, like, M&M's. It was Starburst. Okay. It was, like, Skittles.
Just making sure you're not, like,
that
the
type
raisin
of fun
guy.
Stuff. No, I'm not giving out raisins. No.
The raisin guys are the worst.
But I bought too much candy thinking we're going to get a lot of trick-or-treaters, and then just they didn't show up like I thought they would.
Did you decorate?
No. Because
if you don't decorate, like if you just like, I'm going to leave my light on, wait, no one's going to show up.
What true. About a pumpkin on the front?
That is still very lame.
Front.
Mm.
Super lame.
Mm-hmm. I bought a lot of candy, two big bags, but we live in the middle of nowhere, so we were getting no trick-or-treaters. But I bought the candy for myself.
Yeah, okay. So that's at least the good part. Like you can just, you can carry over whatever you don't.
Did you dress up?
I didn't. No. I'm giving away the candy. Like...
yeah, you're supposed to dress up if you're just sitting.
So, so basically,
up?
Halloween is not your holiday. Yeah.
It's
what
not
you're saying,
really no. My holiday.
Christmas?
But I was expecting there to be more trick-or-treaters. Christmas, sure, I enjoyed Christmas. We were talking about a hot take I had before we went live. I think you can start playing Christmas music December 1st. Or at least get through Thanksgiving. But everyone seems to
think
you can play it earlier.
It's November is how you pronounce it. November 1st. How you
November
yes.
1st.
You can start, man. So in Wisconsin, you can start Christmas music as soon as it snows.
Oh, so like August at that point. Yeah,
yeah, practically.
Okay.
Dalton, you just bought a house, though.
Fair.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, the development's still being built a little bit. Oh. So there's like a small group of us, and we basically knew all the kids. So we had like 10 groups of kids come up. And by the last one, I was like, I had a full bowl of candy in this girl like takes one bag of Nerds and I'm like, go ahead and just grab a handful. Like, it's just gonna be me eating this stuff later. You might as well. And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Halloween.
Merry
whatever.
Christmas.
Yeah.
No, I love Halloween. It's the best. So I, you know, like, my house last night it was purple. Like I have spotlights.
Oh, so you went
purple.
Big with the decorations. You did more
webs,
than just a
I have
pumpkin.
Smoke machines.
Oh wow.
Had the full Halloween music playing.
Dang.
I dressed up as Michael Myers. So I'd come out of trees and wander around.
Oh, that's
no
awesome.
Way.
It was a lot of fun. So you like
we
the parents? The parents just like sit
that's
there.
That's awesome.
You go all out.
And they're like,
overrated.
That guy looks like a mannequin. I don't think he's real. So then you just move a little bit. I had a big old knife. So it was a blast. Full size candy bars. We don't half ass anything.
Nice.
Like. All in.
Yeah.
That was like $120 in candy.
Now, do you have to tell the kids, like, take one, or do you let them? Because I noticed I was at a friend's, and they had the full size, and kids were trying to go for more, and you had to tell them, like, take one of the full size.
Well, my wife was at the front door handing them out. She said there was only, like, one or two people that were like, oh, kind of grab one, and they were in a group, and then, like, went back in for another one. Mm. So once it's later in the evening, like, 5:30 till 8, and then, like, we're
and
done.
Then it's,
there's no one left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's after 8, it's basically just going to be troublemakers, I think. So we shut it down before that. But
when we did live in a neighborhood and had trick-or-treaters, I made friends with some of the kids. So I took them on the golf cart and I went trick-or-treating with them. Then afterwards, all of our neighbors were inviting all the parents over and they were giving out Jello shots instead of candy. Mm.
Where's this neighborhood at?
Yeah, Travis is going. Travis is going to go.
I'll let you know.
It won't even be Halloween.
They might have leftovers.
Exactly.
So I heard Jello shots. Yeah, we miss you, Travis.
You know the key to Jello shots
last week.
When you put them in the fridge, put them upside down so you take the lid off. Then you don't have to worry about getting it out. It's on the lid part.
That's a professional part right
his
there.
Stuff right there. Yeah.
Did you put that in your social media? Is that out there for everyone to know?
No.
You should make a tutorial on TikTok.
I've seen it. That's where I saw it on TikTok. They actually have Jello shot machines now, too.
Oh, we had a comment on YouTube, JJ. They said, JJ is balling if he gives out full-size candy bars. So.
Well, like the problem, like my road, I live off of like off a main road. So it's like a little bit of a hike. So if you make it, I have to make it look like, man, we want to walk 100 yards to that house because it looks cool. Last year we did the Stranger Things thing, so the house was red, levitated a like a dummy like in the middle of the front yard off of like fishing string, like. Like, I'm all
that's
that.
Like,
you could, like,
the
sell
real
tickets to your front yard.
Oh, it's
like,
awesome.
That's awesome.
Dang.
Wow. So, I don't know about, like,
next year. I'm coming
over
next year for Halloween.
Yeah.
You should have a Halloween party.
How old are you? You have a beard. No, I'm coming. Yeah.
You never grow up. Like, the age thing, that's just that. And, you know, like, when I wake up in the morning, I feel old. But, like, mentally, you know, my wife still has a little kid at home. So.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Well, we asked our fans to send us their NASCAR Halloween costumes. You know, I feel like you see a lot of, although I didn't see any kids dressed up as NASCAR drivers on my route, but we only got like 10 people. So, but we asked our fans to send us their NASCAR Halloween costumes, and we've got a fair amount of them. Colby's in the control room. Colby, let's throw the first one up. This is sent in by Michael, and we've got a Kevin Harvick costume. Which is a pretty good one. I think it's a new Kevin Harvick costume, too, which is, you know, we're...
Like a retired, like he's just in a suit?
No! No, no, no. It's a Mobile One. We're going to get it up here on the screen in a second. There it is.
Aww.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
That's pretty good, isn't
it? Jimmy John's on there, like...
And you got the legit trick-or-treat bag.
See, I was just went with the pillow sack as a kid.
You went with the pillow sack? Yeah. We had these, like... plastic pumpkin.
Yeah, I had the
plastic
pumpkin.
Those don't hold enough.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, those don't hold enough. There's definitely mm-hmm.
like if you get
that's
one
a short day.
Size,
that's like
it,
you're going
in
the street and back.
No, they were. I felt like it.
Or you were getting like Tootsie Rolls. You were getting like little.
He's
tiny
a Halloween
ones.
Expert.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I probably did do it wrong.
Definitely.
I'm gonna go back.
Try again next year.
I'm gonna try it again next year. Yeah. The second one is cool. This one's sent in by Joe.
That's the mean message about Denny.
It's actually not a costume, but it's how they presented the candy and to the trick or treaters. We'll get it up here on the screen. And for those watching, it's probably up on the screen now. We're watching on a delay, so that's why. We're not reacting to it quite yet. But there it is. It's Rusty Wallace's car that is just sitting out. And they were handing candy out by Rusty Wallace's car. I don't know where this was. This was sent in by Joe. But that's kind of a unique setup there.
Was it like a trunk or treat?
Yeah, I think it was.
It might be at his dealership.
Yeah, where do you get that car? Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, that's like
legit. Are they handing out Millers?
Huh?
Are they handing out Millers? Because I all day long.
Let's throw the third one up. This one's sent in by Dalen. And while we wait,
we've got a replica, basically like a replica hood in the studio over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Pillowcase for the win. Travis. Nicely
done.
You
can just throw it over your shoulder and just keep walking. Like...
Did you go to sleep with the same pillowcase?
Did you
have only the one pillowcase?
I had a couple.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You had some backups. That's pretty cool. That's a Justin Allgaier, like, legit fire suit.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
That's pretty... My dad...
Did he buy it here at the shop?
I don't know.
Where did he get it?
Can you buy one of those? It looks like a pit crew member or something like that.
I almost wore a fire suit today here.
You did? You almost wore a fire suit here today?
Yeah.
Do you even own a fire suit?
Wait, we should have all worn fire suits. That would have been really funny.
Dang.
Is that because you're out of clean clothes?
I do need to do laundry.
Yeah, I can smell it from here, Travis.
No, this is clean. This is all clean clothes, but I'm getting low.
We should have all told Travis we were dressing up,
and then
all
no
of us
one
shows
yeah,
up.
That would have been great.
We just all show up in our regular clothes. Let's throw up. Let's throw Glenn's picture up on the screen. We had a few fans send in some really neat Dale Earnhardt costumes. Mm. And there's actually been a fan roaming around the racetrack who has been dressing up as Dale Earnhardt. I saw him at the Roval. I saw him at Martinsville.
He goes a lot of places. I've seen him at Richmond before.
And
he's legit.
He looks just like Dale Earnhardt. It's super
cool.
Oh, look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
The mustache.
I don't think that's a real mustache, do you think?
It's
these days, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Kids are looking older and older.
There's
so,
one
you know.
That we
they
don't...
They are looking
wild,
older
man.
And older.
See, I think they're looking younger.
What?
Yes.
Well, you know.
I met this one girl, and she was like maybe 16, and she looked like she was 25.
Oh, I think it's the reverse. I don't know.
Huh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Have you been drinking all day?
Yeah.
No.
It's actually a problem. We're trying to get him to stop.
All right, sounds good.
No, I have not been drinking all day. They don't let me.
I'll crack open like a canned water at 9 in the morning. A video. Travis is like, we drinking? Is that a beer? It's like, no, it's Monday morning, Travis.
There's this video that I'm talking about. The parents made a Kyle Larson transformer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like cardboard. So like, if when he gets out on the ground, it looks just like a cardboard cut out of like Kyle's car, and he stands up in it. Like, I'm like, that is some work. Like that took a couple weeks to build that costume. Like, I could never be a parent and do that.
Colby, I'm gonna go out of order here. But we were talking about that viral Kyle Larson costume, like the transformer. We had a pretty awesome. Let's throw up the one from Jen. It was the Actions Detrimental costumes. We had a pair of fans dress up as Denny Hamlin and Jared Allen. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. I was hoping there would be a third and someone would dress up as producer Travis Rockhold. a few fake beers.
No, you didn't. He was there. He was invisible.
Oh, yeah. That's like Travis too. Yeah. All you hear is Travis's voice. There it is. I mean, that is pretty awesome. Like the license video vest and the Denny Hamlin fire suits. I mean, that's one of the coolest costumes I think of this Halloween season.
That's well done.
Yeah.
Wait, are they friends or siblings?
I think they're siblings.
I think they would be siblings, yeah.
That's pretty
cool. I wonder if it was their idea or if it was their parents, because that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. And then on top of that, Denny Hamlin dressed up, and we'll put the Denny Hamlin picture up. Denny Hamlin dressed up as Jared Allen. And even like, I mean, did you guys see this on social media, Denny Hamlin's Halloween costume?
I missed that one.
So he dressed up as his photographer, podcast host, Jared Allen. And even to the detail of putting the gap in the teeth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, how did he do it? Like, did he Sharpie marker it or like
a piece of tape?
Like a piece of tape or something? Yeah. There it is. Denny Hamlin, the photographer.
Wait, I did see this. I didn't know that was
Best
him.
Best 550. Wait, yeah. You didn't know that was Denny?
Costume was so
I
good.
I saw it this morning on Twitter.
We thought it was
as I was
Jared.
Scrolling.
Yeah.
I just scrolled by it real fast because I didn't know.
Yeah, that is him.
So funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know the last time I dressed up for Halloween.
I can't remember either, unfortunately. Yeah.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next year. Travis, I'll go as Travis Rockhold. I'll go as you. Yeah. I'll just get a Masters, hoodie.
And carry a beer.
And just carry a bunch of beers around. And then no one's going to know who that is, but it's going to be all right. Anyways, thanks to everyone who sent in those Halloween pictures. It was pretty cool to see, especially some Dale Jr. Download, Dirty Mo Media fans. That was pretty neat. But let's get back to Fan Control Racing, right? Phoenix this weekend. What are some of the variables fans can vote on?
You know, I honestly haven't seen the final list. Like, I know that they were given setup options. They
That's crazy.
Right rear spring, left rear spring,
like
sway bar.
Voting to try to make sure it's like...
yeah. It was
JJ's got 50 accounts, and he's like, dear God, please, no. We'll do it this way.
Pretty much. Which, we have an hour of practice, so, I mean, I guess we can take some of it back out. But, like, it was, you know, like... It was from like a 900 to a 1,700 pound spring, 50 pound increments. Like, it was very detailed into the setup side of things. So
I wouldn't even know what that means.
Yeah, either. I was just saying, are you going to give them like information on like what it does so that they know?
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
they're like,
wasn't.
Are they voting
just
on something they don't even understand?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's like when you're going to do your lottery numbers, you're like, yeah, 5. Exactly.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
My birthday's on the 12th. We'll do 1,200.
Yeah,
why not?
That's pretty much how my setup is going to start. For
so you're going to get in the car and be like, what
yes.
is this?
Or, you know, I mean, you never
or
know. I might be like, this is the best car I've ever driven. You guys are
crazy. That would be.
Yeah.
From now on, we're just going to wing it.
This car's going to roll up like Connor Daly's car at the Daytona 500.
Yeah,
just like
sideways. All yawed out, just going around the corner.
So, and that's impressive because, like, especially for a crew chief to open that up, like, that the car's his baby, right?
For sure.
You know?
Well, you know, so between the setup side of things, you know, I'm just hoping, like, we're going to have some fans. Obviously, we're doing the live stream. I'm hoping most of them aren't sensitive, right? Because it's going to get in a situation like, you know, like, I'm fine with them choosing the lane on restarts.
Mm-hmm.
But if they choose a bad one and I'm going to get on radio, maybe I should just give them the full treatment, like you're gonna give the spotter the crew chief, just start screaming at him, like, what
oh,
were
I
you thinking
it.
Yeah,
what were you thinking? Don't ever do it. You just,
yeah, I mean, that's part of the experience, right?
I was gonna ask you, I was gonna be like, what if they vote like go to the high lane and your car sucks up there and you don't want to go up there? Are
well I mean
go?
Typically like a restart at Phoenix going to turn one, that means
low.
I'm gonna be like 8 wide,
right?
And I'm on
right.
the wrong end of 8 wide,
right.
Like, that's you and then the fence. So,
yeah. So would you then choose the bottom and then yell at them?
No, I'm going to start on the outside and just make the best of it. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's giving them the opportunity to
cool.
choose it. I'll just have to wing it and figure it out the best I can. So
so you probably would not want to start on the outside. Like,
I mean,
if
typically
you had
you
the
can.
Choice.
I mean, not normally, especially Phoenix, because, like, there's no out of bounds at Phoenix. Like,
yeah,
it used to be. Like, mm-hmm. you get, like, one car in the apron. Now, like, before you ever get the dog leg,
oh, it's
we're
everybody
20 wide,
down there.
And then you're trying to merge back in. It becomes probably the most hectic of all restarts that we have. So, yeah, it's gonna be good.
So everyone choose the bottom.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say I want to choose the top. Just to see how you do it. Just one time, we gotta vote
can
JJ.
You, just to hear
the
audio.
Can you, Natalie, vote? Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to vote? You guys are.
I feel like we would be. Yeah,
I hope we're
just
allowed to vote.
We'll have access to the app. Yeah. I have an account made, so
okay.
I'm gonna vote. Are you gonna?
Have you worked on your imagey? Like, that was my biggest struggle on the app, was just trying to like make my guy look cool. Yeah. I was struggling.
I have not worked on that too much. Okay, I'm gonna have
you're
to
gonna
do
have to
that.
Work on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you put a lot of time in making. Your
I was
avatar
trying
look
to.
Good.
I was like trying to make it look like you on your phone while I had a beard.
You like held it up to a mirror, be like trying to see how it looks.
Yeah, it was not coming out good.
Are you going to drop hints throughout the race? Be like, man, if a caution came out, that low lane would look really good yeah. right around now.
Well, I think they were going to give them the option of 2 tires, 4 tires, which,
oh,
you know, again, not a lot of strategy goes in the Xfinity side versus the Cup. But, I mean, hell, maybe we'll just do fuel only and
yeah.
put me out on
yeah,
the pole.
Just run until they blow.
Yeah, be on
whatever.
The front row just yeah. like, oh, my God, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
But do you think there's really going to be that crazy of decisions being made? Or do you think they're going to be all, like, pretty good, like, good calls?
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, listen. They just started Fan Control Racing. They're all Fan Control Sports. So I'm going to say most of them are going to be, like, novice of, like, sure, why not?
Natalie, I think...
Never even watched a race, but you know what? Go for it.
So fans are going to be tuning in to this live stream. JJ, I think a lot of your fate comes into Natalie and I analyzing.
Yes.
So I'm screwed.
Because we're going to be telling them
what you're telling
to
me.
Do.
I just wanted
like,
to say, it's
the
not
longest
looking good.
Day ever
it's
at Phoenix Raceway.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
looking forward to it.
It's like he's our Barbie doll in the race and we are just playing with him.
Yeah. So it's yeah. like, so, yeah. And honestly, I don't know shit. So it's going to come down to, like, Natalie. I'm going to ask Natalie, like, what do you think is good here? So honestly, you two need to talk.
You just text me what you want.
Because Natalie, in how the many car. Races did you run this year, Natalie?
I ran three.
Three.
Wait, four.
What about last year?
Six.
About guess six. How many Andrews okay.
run? That's nice. Guess how
many? Yeah, so. I've been to three cup races as a fan this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, perfect. So I know what I'm
you
talking about.
You definitely need to be on the app.
JJ, you better hope I'm not drinking on the app Saturday.
I would be disappointed if you weren't.
Travis, yeah, exactly.
Travis is going to make some reckless decisions six beers deep yeah. on the fan control app.
Six?
Six? What, more?
I mean, the race starts
or warm-up? Make that one of the polls.
Is that going to be a warm-up?
For stage one, maybe. Yeah.
How many beers how many should Travis beer, be beers? In?
Wait, what time's the race start?
Hell.
12:30?
Seven, right?
Seven?
Yeah, I think it's later.
Oh. PM?
No,
maybe
no.
I'm wrong.
I think you're definitely
late?
Wrong.
Okay.
I
don't yeah, think I thought it was 12:30 hours.
Three Eastern.
Oh, three.
College football starts at
Green Flag is probably close to like 3:15 Eastern.
Yeah, we're going to be at six by the time the race starts.
So I was right. Maybe.
Could you do like six in a stage?
How many laps?
I don't know.
We'll do you shotgun? Man. Do you shotgun your beers?
No, or we've already gotten to this argument, and he let us down.
I'm not like a chugger. Like I just drink.
Yeah. Righteous Minds Comedy commented, give Denny fan control, maybe he'll win a title. Ooh, too soon. Travis, is that too soon?
Yes.
That's too soon.
That's mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we vote which championship Ford driver JJ blocks during the race?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that one's not on there.
Don't block a JRM driver, please.
Yeah, just wreck the one. Take him out.
The one?
No, I'm just saying.
No,
like, that's
don't
one
do
of the
one. The 20.
Okay.
Dalton, what are you talking about back
I'm
here?
I'm saying that could be an option.
I think the option of the 20 wrecking himself would probably be up there in the same category as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is funny.
What's it like when you're in a championship race, though, knowing that like you've got these drivers out there that are racing and you're out there like with a fan-controlled element?
Well, I mean, I don't know that's going to change a bunch because, I mean, obviously these are the four fastest cars, the four most probable guys to win the championship. Typically, we go to Phoenix for championship race weekend. Those guys are going to be top five. I don't think you race them differently, but, you know, I think they're racing themselves. So I don't think it's really the same element. And if they're back there racing for 10th, I mean, they're screwed anyway. So why do you have to worry about them?
Yeah, that's a great point. Looking ahead to Phoenix, we were talking Championship 4. Should we get into our predictions, Championship 4 picks?
Before that.
What do you guys think?
Hey, Tim's, can you?
Oh, God. Yeah. Travis needs another beer. We've determined here at Dirty Mo Media that Travis starts coming up with good ideas at least two beers in.
Two beers in.
So, yeah, it's kind of a he needs one more.
Hey, listen, when we've done
Do
dirty-
you actually consider Coors Light a beer, though?
Mm-mm. It's just hydration.
Nope. Okay, that's
similar to the IV you got
so
after the race
that's
last Saturday.
Like
your
choice of beer. Yeah.
It depends. I bounce around my beers.
What's your like top three favorite? I'm from Wisconsin, so like we're big beer drinkers.
Oh, so you're gonna tell
cheese.
Me Spotted Cow is the greatest beer you've ever heard of?
I mean,
right?
It's up there.
Let's see, Pacifico, Busch Light. Coors Light.
Out of nowhere, Pacifico.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never even had that first one that you said.
Yeah.
It's a good beer. It's a good lake beer.
I haven't had Pacifico either. Can you get it? Where can you get it?
At the store.
At the store.
Anywhere.
Store.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'll look for it. Where are we going? I realized the sheet here says Martinsville. I was about to say, hey, we're going to Martinsville. No, we just came back from Martinsville.
We're going to Phoenix.
Should we start with the Cup side? I mean,
let's start with Xfinity.
Xfinity.
What do you think about
Yeah, we were just on Xfinity series. It is Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, John Hunter Nemechek, Cole Custer are the four. Do you guys have any one particular driver that stands out to you among the rest?
I think it comes down to two. I think it comes down between Allgaier and the 20.
Mm.
Only because Gibbs cars are typically rocket ship fast at Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't see that being any different now. So, you know, being smart, being there at the end, I think Justin's got that over the three. But it's still going to come down to who wants it the most. I mean, we've watched 3 years ago when it looked like Hemric didn't have a chance and
right.
pushed through like last second. So, you know, I've put Custer in that category of he'll be fast, but is he going to go out there and go over the edge to win a championship?
And
I really didn't answer the question.
No,
I don't think.
No, but. You did.
No, but you narrowed it down. You're that actually,
driving, you're like,
you gave us some good information.
That makes me
so
wonder.
I'll go with Allgaier. I think Allgaier yes. will do it just because. I mean, he'll. I mean, obviously, he showed Martinsville that he'll do what he has to
yeah.
to get to it. But
yeah, Natalie I'm seems like you're with yeah. him. Yeah. yeah, I mean, Allgaier would be the fan favorite. I feel like the guy who's mm-hmm. been looking for a championship and hasn't gotten one there yet. So, I do have a question.
So, does that make him the Denny Hamlin of the Xfinity series?
Right now? Right now, I think it does.
Okay, because right? you touched on that earlier. I would just
right.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah, I think you're right.
This I do have a question here. You're running double duty this weekend at Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
with the cars handling differently in terms of Xfinity Series, Cup Series, what should we be expecting for in terms of the type of race we're going to see in the championship race? Because I feel like the last couple of cup
you
races
at Phoenix.
You
didn't even let them make their predictions. You've
no,
already
no,
like, changed categories.
I have a follow-up. I have okay.
He does this a lot. We're used
okay,
to it.
You brought something up.
Up and down.
Yeah. You brought right. something up. I had a follow-up question that, okay. that made me interested. But like,
that's why they brought snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buckle in, Travis. This is a long question I'm about to ask.
Yeah, land the plane, would you?
Do you see the field being a little bit more fluid in the Xfinity Series versus the Cup Series, like in terms of the two different styles, packages of the race cars?
Fluid?
Like,
I was lost too. I was like, what is he saying?
Travis, you're going to have to open another bag of chips.
Like, I'm confused, but I thought it was just the beer.
I feel like the championship race in the Xfinity Series seems to be closer in terms of different guys have shining moments throughout the race. It seems to be a closer battle versus last year. It was a kind of Joey Logano. He had the best car. He ran away with it type of deal in the Cup Series. So like my question is the field more even in the Xfinity Series versus a Cup Series in terms of the short track package in both cars, I guess would be my question.
No, I don't think so. I think the Cup is going to be closer as far okay. as cars and guys who are going to be fast and different points of the race will have speed. Now, I haven't run the new gen car at Phoenix.
Okay.
You know, completely different, you know, especially with, you know, the spoilers like that big. Mm-hmm. And you know, those cars have already evolved. Like a setup from the spring is going to suck now. So it's whoever has the momentum and how that works. There's so many more variables, I think, that come into the Cup side versus the Xfinity guys. Like the guys that are fast in Xfinity have been fast all year long. Like it's not like someone just popped in out of the blue. You know, maybe Sam Mayer would put himself in that category, and I think a lot of that comes with confidence. But the rest of them, those are guys that have been fast all year long, so mm-hmm. I don't think that changes that much.
To answer your question, the Coors Light's fluid, though.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Who are you guys' picks?
You're
not going to hear from me the rest of the show.
Let's let Dalton go.
I know I was messing around about wrecking him earlier, but I really think Sam Mayer's got some speed. I think he's an underdog, and I always like to cheer for the underdog a little bit. I've liked Sam. I've knew him when he was racing in ARCA, and he was fast then, and I just think he's got something up his sleeve for these guys.
See, that was going to be my pick because JJ was talking about, are you willing to do what it takes to win? And I think Sam's willing to do whatever it takes to get the
yeah.
win. And so that was going to be my pick. But I'm going to pick Justin just because to go opposite of Dalton. Because he's
lone wolf over here.
When he picks a driver on this show,
oh God,
they don't win.
Yeah, I just, sorry, Sam. You're going to like DNF probably.
Not going to be good. No.
Like, legitimately.
I picked Larson at Homestead. We saw that happen. I picked
wall.
Truex
yeah.
last week. We saw he got a speeding penalty. Like it just has not been good. So
let's go to the Cup side. Dalton, who do you feel good about that is eventually not going to have a good day?
All right, so I've got a few guys left that I can pick from. I think I had him winning in my bracket that I made. I'm going to take William Byron.
You're going to take William Byron. Yep. Poor William Byron. We are so sorry.
I'm really hoping that the curse doesn't continue.
Hey, Byron's young. This year, unfortunately, it just wasn't his year.
Yeah.
It just wasn't his year.
Already
counting
Dalton him out.
Picked him. I'm counting him out. Great. He was my pick to win the championship at the beginning of the playoffs, and now Now I don't feel so good about it. Who do you guys have for Phoenix Cup side?
I think it'd be cool to see Blaney win.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, you know, outside of just, you know, like his dad was awesome, you know, he himself is cool. You look at, you know, I look at drivers who have changed throughout their careers, and not because of winning, but just as a person. And there are some guys that are the same now as when they came in the sport, and then you have guys that are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you see that with Blaney. So, you know, he got the win last week. They've been fast. Penske cars typically are always fast at PIR or Phoenix Raceway. So I think it would be cool to see see him go do it.
JJ, if Blaney wins, is he out of the four, would be the craziest party of the four and the drunkest of the four guys?
I would say
it's gotta be.
I would say
it's gotta be.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I mean, he'll burn whatever town he's in that he's partying in.
Which still works because Byron will be there. So, I mean, you're getting like two for one.
Yeah.
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 In the party. So after you've already ruined his championship hopes, he'll still be able to have fun and get drunk.
I hate to do it because he was on Denny's show earlier this year and I got to talk to him for a little while and he's a really nice guy. So I honestly should have picked someone else. I'm feeling remorseful now thinking about it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who do you got now, Allie?
I want to see Kyle Larson.
Okay. Feeling good about it.
I've been a big fan of him, so.
We were talking about this on Door Bumper Clear. It is Kyle Larson versus the field in terms of someone who has experience winning a championship and then three other guys going for their first. And if you look at the Phoenix stats, Larson has the best out of the three, or out of the four, but not by a lot. He's got 18 starts there, seven top fives, 11 top tens, average finish of 11.7.
Go to the next gen numbers though. Do you have those?
I don't.
Cause like, I think it comes down to what you've done in that next gen car.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at the four drivers, average finish. Blaney has an average finish 11.9, Bell 14.4, Larson 11.7, Byron 11.9. I mean, they are super even in terms of overall stats at Phoenix. It's going to be interesting.
Byron won there in the spring.
Byron did win there in the spring. I think I'm going to have to stick with William Byron as my pick.
Maybe you can counter his.
Yeah, maybe I can. I picked him at the beginning of the playoffs. I got to stick with it.
Do you think this is the first year in the championship side that the winner isn't the same?
Oh.
I would love that.
I honestly don't.
Because typically, guy wins championship has to win the race.
Champion wins the race.
Do you think a guy wins a championship runs fifth?
No, I don't
think
so.
I kind of like it when that happens.
I would.
That's fun.
Like when they don't win the race?
Yeah, like when someone not in the top four.
Like the two burnouts?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's just a double celebration then.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I think it would be interesting to see it happen, I think the champion will win the race.
You want to bet some money on that?
You're
like really confident in that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I could be pretty confident in that. I was going to say very confident, I'm going to butt myself in the butt. Hold on. I know how. This is how we put odds on it. Dalton, do you think that the champion will be the race winner?
Yes.
JJ, I'll bet you a six-pack.
Dalton says
watered
yes.
Watered-down beer or real beer? Do I get to pick a beer?
What beer?
Wait, what kind of beer do you
I'll get in on that.
Well, I mean, I'll find you something good.
We could do a real beer bet.
Okay.
So you think a non-playoff driver is going to win?
I think a non-playoff person is going to win the race.
Can you call who you think, maybe? If you had a pick out of a hat.
Now okay. You get the field. You get the okay. Field.
Well, I mean, at that point, championship. I've got 32. I feel good with my odds.
Yeah. All right. And you say, because yes, Travis.
I think that is because I think if you see Bell up there and if any of the other JGR cars, I think they're going to do what they have to do to help. I think, you know, the Penske boys, you know that, like, the Fords are always together no matter what. Like, they're going to push.
If the 12 is as fast this weekend as it was last weekend, I don't know if anybody's standing in the way of that. Like, he was just a rocket ship. Did it look as fast in the car, like, watching him go by as it did on TV?
I don't know that I spent that much time around him, but, like, watching him after I was out of the race, like, you know, there wasn't a lot of fall off in Martinsville, but, like, his car cut and had drive. And, I mean, to have that combination, it's typically pretty hard to come up with. And
how soon into a race do you guys know when you're like, I've got a good car for the day?
Well, I knew, like, at the second lap I was screwed. Does that matter? you know, like, it's tough with the new car because
you
don't have that adjustability. So I think if you fire off good and it's a situation where the racetrack's not going to go from day to night or the conditions are going to change drastically, you're going to be pretty good.
Interesting. What time's that cup race starting in Phoenix? Because I know sometimes that ends typically around sundown, depending on how many cautions we get.
They time it just perfectly, so when you're going down the back straightaway, you're looking into the sun for 30 laps. You see absolutely nothing.
That's
awesome. It is awesome.
And
they do it all the same time, like California, Homestead. Like, pick a time when we're actually able to see where we're going for, like, the entire race, not just, like, part of it. But
yeah. At least it's not like in a race or anything.
It says 3 p.m. on the app.
3 p.m.
So 7 p.m. my time.
So like 3:20.
How much will the track change this weekend at Phoenix? You start at 3 p.m. The sun kind of dips down below the grandstands towards the end of that race. Like, how much do you see the car change from start to finish?
I think there's still enough change at Phoenix that the track won't be the same at the end.
Because
you'll be full shade in 3 and 4 by the last probably 50 laps.
Yeah. Does a Championship 4 driver get blinded by the sun to the point of ruining their chances this weekend?
Well, I mean,
that's a fan control app question right there. Why would it be Byron?
Because I picked him.
Oh, because, that's how Byron gets out of the championship, blinded by the sun. Thanks a lot, Dalton.
So how you guys are going to be calling this race.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to get up during commercial breaks or like?
I hope so.
Or is this like red zone where you're
locked
in? I
don't know.
What if you have to go to the bathroom?
That's what I'm asking.
That's a long time.
Well, I'm going to be doing mine in from the JRM bathroom here. So
from the bathroom.
It's perfect. Yeah,
like,
it's a one-stop
like,
shop.
Commercial breaks and you get up and get a drink or a quick like
snack?
Quick snack or like you.
Well, we can eat and drink during the stream.
Sure.
Are you going to be on camera the entire time or they're going to be like take you off and it's just your voice like a regular
Travis,
race?
This is a great question. I'll
like
have more info tomorrow.
I feel like if you have to go to the bathroom since it's a live stream, you can be like,
yeah,
I'll be right back.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to make you hold
just
it.
Make sure you don't take your mic with you.
Yeah, yeah. Tiff's over here. Can we use the bathroom? She gives us a thumbs up.
Yep.
That was like thumbs up. Like, it's not my call.
Yeah,
I'm not
like,
going to be here. Like,
care.
Do what you want.
Yeah. What about JJ in the car? What if you have to use the bathroom?
Have you?
It's typically not a problem. I've been able to hold it.
Have you ever gone
to the bathroom?
That's the worst thing ever.
It
I have before.
That sounds like it's not fun.
I appreciate
it's not.
The honesty.
It's so hard to do it. Like, you're just...
Because that's all you think about.
It hurts. Like, it'll physically hurt, and you're like, I'll be okay, and then it comes back, and you're like, oh, my God.
And then it gets worse.
Yeah.
And you don't want
to
drink water.
I can't, like... And again, like, 20 years, I'm maybe 3-4 times, but, like, it has to be under caution. You have to, like, close your eyes. You're, like, really...
Make water
really
sounds.
Focused. Yeah, you like, hey, can someone go to the bathroom, turn the sink on? I need just a little bit of help.
Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome.
And a funny story. So everyone remembers when Matt Kenseth, the guy jumps over the fence at Watkins Glen. I used to have a 1-inch hose that came off of the A duck that I used to put between my legs and would cool me off. So I was actually next to, while that was all happening under the red, I was next to a Port-a-John. I got on the spotter. Can I get out? NASCAR won't let you out of the car. Jeez. So grab that hose and I'm peeing in the hose. Mm. So then next year I'm like getting the hose and raising up so all the pee goes out of the car, then whip it off there and threw it to the side. And I was like, okay, make sure we don't use that hose ever again because, I don't want that blowing back on.
And then as the car's driving away, it's leaving a trail of like, oh, God, he's got an oil leak.
Yeah.
It's not oil.
It seems to be some
fluid not oil.
Out of JJ's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Yeah, that's
a good story. That had to be brutal.
Would
seeing that Port-a-John right there.
It was right next to me. And I had the same thing. Like, I had to run an ARCA race at Daytona. And same deal, red flag. Well, they stopped us on the racetrack. I have to go to the bathroom. Can't get out. So they came up and they gave everyone water bottles.
Wait, was that the ARCA race not like just a couple years ago? Were you
no,
that
that's
one?
Been a long time.
Oh, I was going to say, because that happened to us where we were like red flagged for like 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I mean, like the ARCA race is not, I mean, they're still kind of the same, but back then they were still
yeah
a lot of reds.
And yeah. then they handed us water and I'm like, no, I have to go to the bathroom. Don't give me that water.
And did they let you out of the car?
No, I just prayed to God the whole time. I was like, please just help me make it through this red flag.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would just get out.
That requires some mental toughness. I don't think the race fans quite realize.
I mean, typically you sweat so much. I mean, it's not like it's
yeah,
a big
no,
like
that's
now
true.
Like Carl Edwards. You used to hear stories about Carl, like he'd jump in the car and just like almost immediately, like
and
it was
pee
weekly kind
right
of
away.
Yeah, like it was a weekly thing for him.
Mm. Wow.
Do you like have like no way. You guys just know exactly what you're gonna eat and drink like before a race so that
that's
like,
a good question.
Kind of almost scientific that you know. Okay, I'll be good to go with this race because I eat and drink the same thing every morning before a race.
No.
No. No? I eat whatever the team brings.
Yeah, it's whatever you can find.
Gotcha.
And it changes.
What's the worst thing you could eat before a race? Something spicy?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Something
yeah,
spicy.
Yeah, pull something from the office,
like
Michael Scott.
I had like an Oreo dessert once before a race, and that made me like really, really sick. I felt like I was gonna throw up.
Oreo dessert?
Yeah.
Dang.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely bad.
Yeah.
You definitely should have done that.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. So yeah, you just kind of find it as you go then.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Well, can we vote on what you eat before Phoenix?
Can we vote if JJ uses the restroom?
Yeah.
I say no on the
JJ
second one.
JJ has to pee in the car. The fans voted on it.
And what makes that worse, I think all of my uniforms now are all white. So I don't know if you get a, like, a black one, you're okay.
Oh,
just
yeah.
I think a white one.
Dump the water on you.
Yeah, I think I'll just pass.
Yeah, you got to get some like yellow Gatorade to dump on you as soon as you get out of the car.
Yeah.
Be like, dang, he just stained his suit in the damn yellow Gatorade.
Right.
Cup races, I mean, other than like the Martinsville Xfinity race last week, that was like a full day's
worth of.
Like
Coca-Cola 600, good Lord.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We have a fan in the YouTube chat asking if they can take a pee break while we're on live. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll allow it. Are you guys good with
fans
that?
Fans vote yes.
Yes, the fans vote yes. Yes. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. We're looking forward to watching you on track this weekend. Hopefully, Natalie and I can give the fans some good advice on how your day goes. I mean, it's kind of in our control. Fans,
it
fan
is in
control.
Your control, so I will definitely need all the help that I can get.
Yes.
And I did see, I think they had Safelite come on as a sponsor on the reporter,
nice.
So I think it was cool that they got... when their partners come and be a part of the deal. And, you know, I mean, if it works out, maybe they'll be able to do some more races next year. Awesome. We get more elaborate on the things that the fans can ask the drivers to do. I don't know if I'll be the driver, but whoever the driver is. So it'll be just throw all the options out there and see what happens.
That's going to be awesome.
Mom has to say you'll be the driver every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if my mom's voting, you're going to
be
the car.
Perfect.
And you guys can download that fan-controlled app and be able to make all the calls and we'll see how the day goes. Natalie and I will be on the broadcast, and we'll be coaching
and Travis
you through
and
all
I will
the
be drinking
variables,
at home.
And Travis will be six beers in.
Have a beer for me.
Causing chaos.
Just one.
Just
why
one.
Why can't you have one?
Yeah, you probably could.
I mean, I probably could, but then I'll have to pee a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll find a lot of commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Hey, there's at least two cautions, stage one and two. We're going to be gone for those on the broadcast. Just make sure you're ready for that. Anyways, thanks so much for joining. Make sure y'all download the app, tune into the races this weekend, especially that Xfinity Series race, and we'll see you later.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.